Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And I'm back. Michael Cohen here, 1320 WILS. Well, the state Supreme Court ruled this week that the pension tax proposed by Governor Snyder and passed by the legislature is in fact constitutional, meaning that 4.35% personal income tax on pensions will in fact proceed. To talk about the ruling and what it will mean to Michigan seniors, I'm joined by Eric Schneiderwind, president of AARP Michigan, representing almost 1.5 million Michigan residents over 50. Welcome to the program, Eric.
Well, good evening. Glad to be here.
Now, this was a 4-3 ruling, which seems to be something we're seeing a lot of. Do you feel that it was a somewhat political decision?
You know, it's hard to say exactly what was in the minds of the justices when they made their decision, but it's pretty clear that four of them thought that it would be just fine to tax the pensions of people who had already retired, people who had made their plans, people who could not supplement their income, and for them, this is a real hardship. So we think this ruling is very unfortunate, and we think the way that the legislature can cure this problem is just repeal that tax.
Well, you know, the supporters of the tax look at the fact that our population is older than many other states in the country. Some economists argue that an increasingly retired population the taxing pensions will bring in much-needed revenue, especially since we'll be seeing so many retirees in the coming years. What are your thoughts about the argument that the state simply needs this revenue stream?
Well, my thoughts are that every single penny of this tax, and you're talking about $330 million, plus about $1.2 billion of additional income taxes, went not to help local communities, but every penny was used to lower business taxes. So nothing that the seniors are going to be asked to pay is going to go to help the communities, to provide better services, and to give them the kind of communities that they want to live in. The state may need some money to provide better services, but none of the money that was raised with this $1.5 billion tax increase was used to provide those services. Rather, every penny was used to lower business taxes.
Did the AARP support Governor Snyder and many of the Republican lawmakers that voted for this tax?
Well, AARP certainly opposed this tax from the very beginning. We were clear. We opposed it when it was $930 million on pensions. We got it down to $330 million, but there are about, you know, $1.2 billion of other taxes that were passed. And we always said to the governor and the legislature, it's just not fair to take all this money and spend it to lower business taxes. It's not fair to take people who have already retired, who cannot supplement their income, and impose what in many cases is thousands of dollars of additional tax so that now they're faced with doing without the things that they need to live, all to give business a tax cut.
I guess I'm asking, did the AARP support the election? During the election, were you supportive of Governor Snyder and many of the Republican candidates?
AARP never, ever endorses candidates or takes sides on candidates. Many times we will ask them their position on the issues, and we tell our members what that is, but AARP does not endorse candidates.
Was there any sense that this proposal, this tax, would be considered?
I think the tax came as an absolute shock and surprise to almost all of us in state government. I mean, on both sides of the aisle, veterans and newcomers were really unprepared for the notion that about $1.5 billion of new dollars of new taxes would be raised and simply given to business to provide tax cuts.
I'm talking to Eric Schneiderwind, president of AARP Michigan. Now, Michigan is not the only state, obviously, that taxes pensions, right? I mean, there are many other states in the country that do this.
Well, what we found out was that there were about 13 or 14 states which either don't have an income tax or have pretty big exemptions like Michigan had. And, you know, the thing here is that seniors have always been willing to do their share to help the next generation, to make sure schools were good, roads were repaired and in good shape, and there were safe communities and services. But seniors were not prepared to pay more money simply to have it turned over to somebody else for a tax cut.
Some look at this, it's a 4.35% personal property or personal income tax. They don't view that as too big of a bite. How do you expect seniors to handle it, and do you think that's a manageable tax level?
Well, put yourself in the position of many of the people who, for instance, took early retirements because they were literally forced to. I mean, in Michigan, teachers, local government employees, auto workers many times were just told, you've got to take an early retirement. And these retirements probably averaged in the range of, let's say, about $20,000 to $30,000. And these people are not eligible for Social Security. Well, this new tax, which came like a bolt out of the blue, might mean that these people are paying an extra $1,400, $1,500 a year of taxes that they never counted on. So my feeling is that an awful lot of those folks are going to end up having to do without necessities of life because they have $1,400 or $1,500 less income to spend.
We saw the MEA take a position with the recall effort of State Representative Paul Scott, which was successful, and that came from all the changes made to funding in education. Now, the AARP, you said you don't do endorsements, but what, will you be taking any kind of action to show lawmakers how dissatisfied you and your members, that is?
Well, we have a number of options for sure. We certainly can demand that they pass a law repealing this tax or amending it. The other thing we can do is tell the voters in 2012 exactly what way these elected officials voted on this critical issue. AARP very often tells voters, and particularly our members, about the voting records of elected officials, about their position on the issues. So I wouldn't be surprised if, obviously, in the next election, a lot of these votes are really made public and the public is reminded of who voted on what issue.
Now, you said the AARP does not endorse candidates, but are most AARP Michigan members Republican?
I would say that AARP members are pretty much distributed according to political affiliation, just like the other population of seniors who may not be members. We have members on both sides of the aisle. We have members with all different views. But I think what we found out in this issue, and we kept polling, is that about 2-1, our members and the general public oppose raising income taxes and using the money to cut business taxes.
Now, it seems that this, well, it doesn't seem. I mean, this is basically quite a victory for the governor and for the legislature that passed this tax. Does it not seem very unlikely that they would turn around and repeal it after this court ruling?
On the one hand, they obviously passed this law. On the other hand, I think many of the legislators, looking back on it, realize that it was not a fair tax. It just is not fair to take somebody who's already retired, who can't raise their income by going out and working extra in this kind of economy, and then impose thousands of dollars of new taxes on them. They didn't have a chance to adjust. They didn't see this coming. And that is really unfair, and I think a lot of those legislators, and I talked to people in the Capitol, I've walked the halls there, and what I'm hearing is a lot of them wish that they had this vote to take over again.
And well, we will certainly see what the reaction of the legislature will be in the coming months. Eric Schneiderwin, president of AARP Michigan, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.